This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
Good morning and welcome to Pressing Matters, the show that takes you beyond the headlines. I'm Sharad Kutin, with me, Joyce Goh. Now, we're coming off a nomination day over the weekend, and the atmosphere is thick with politics as the nation gears up for the general election. Polls are happening next Wednesday, the 9th of May. Now, the media plays a huge role in shaping the way voters understand what's at stake. And when it comes to the Malay ground, a leader is none other than Sina Harian. And to tell us more about Sina Harian's coverage and political awareness initiatives is Ruzi Adila Idris. She is the executive editor for digital at Sina Harian. Thank you so much for joining us this morning.
Thank you for inviting.
Yeah, you know, Ruzi, let's begin with something that perhaps a lot of Malaysians have become familiar with, which is the panel discussions that Sina Harian has. It seems extremely successful. You know, I've been to some myself, and most recently we had that, I think, panel discussion that involved Tun Dr. Mahathir that was quite controversial in the discussion about whether his age was an impediment to him becoming a prime minister again. Tell us, what was the thinking behind putting those panels together?
Okay. Morning, everybody. And basically, our Wacana, the panel discussion, we call it a Wacana Sina. For that topic, actually, before we plan to make that as our discussion, there's a lot of issue arises when it has become a polemics, whether Tun Mahathir can still become a prime minister or not, and it's never-ending story, so that Sina Harian take that initiative to make a discussion. So we call upon Kevin Zahri. He's a fitness. He will talk about fitness. Professor Kamaruzaman to talk about the ability of a person's. There's another one I forgot, sorry.
Yeah, you know what I really was impressed by, and this is what I think of Sina Harian as a whole, It has its finger on the pulse, right?
Yep.
It has a finger on what is it that people are interested about, what they're talking about, and then they add something to it. They, you know, in some ways, I think also because Sina Harian is seen as a neutral party, it's independent, it's an honest broker in a discussion. Mm-hmm. Not all media does that successfully. Not even all media even wants to be an honest broker in the discussion.
That's right. Ruzi, so what are y'all hearing now on the ground when it comes to the elections, the upcoming elections, and what are the topics that you're hearing?
Definitely, at the moment, after the nomination, the most hot topic is Nik Omar.
This is the son of Tok Guru Aziz, went from PAS to Amanah, right?
Yes, now he's trending now, and people are talking about him, and we try to get both answers. What really happened? Because before the nomination, there's a rumors he will contest, but then they say no. And then finally, he made a surprise to everybody that he came and nominate for this GE14. So now we are doing the coverage, and I think the public wants to know why, how, and everything. So we will get the answer for you out there.
So working on the story, do you think it'll be a topic on Wacana Sina?
Yep.
Of that? Or it might come up at Wacana Sina as
well? We try hard because now everybody is busy, but we try.
I understand that Wacana Sina used to be once every month, but you're increasing the frequency. Could you tell us a little bit about the pressures on you as somebody, a part of a team trying to organize these? How often are you doing it now?
Okay, our media planner really struggled on this. We plan at least we have Wacana at least a week. We have 4 or 5 Wacana. Beside Wacana, we also have a debate. We call it Debat Sina, where two people are debating on issues. And we also coming, we're going to have Bicara Minda. Bicara Minda is slightly different, where we call a very respectful persons or leaders to talk and issues, to give him views on something. We used to call Tun Mahathir, we used to call Tun Musa Hitam, we used to call Allahyarham Ni Aziz and Datuk Sri Abdul Hadi and several people. And that's it.
You know what I find fascinating is that if you look, if you follow, and we do, we mention Sina Harian in our news roundup every morning. So is that the front page of Sina Harian always gives space for all sides of the story. You get the Barisan National side, you get the Pakatan Raya, the Pakatan Harapan now side of the story. You have independent voices as well. Mm-hmm. You do give a lot of space to academics who are weighing in on subjects. So you do get a kind of mix. On the front page is never one side of the story.
Yes, yes.
Yeah, I also find it interesting that you can see a side from, you know, you have print, but you're also going, you have digital as well. As we were talking earlier, you shared with me how digital the clicks can hit up to what? 5 million?
Our unique visitors a month is 5 million. Yeah. And our page view can reach about 50 to 60 million a month. It depends on issues.
And on top of that, they're doing this Wacana Sinar thing. They're doing Dana Sinar, something that we're going to talk about as well. So it looks like you guys are trying. It's quite, you guys have evolved and it's just a different kind of ecosystem.
Can you tell us, Rosie, you know, how difficult it is to give everybody equal voice? Because I understand that a lot of people want to or go to media that just confirms their own biases. You know, I just want to hear my side speak, you know, and people use social media in the same way. They always just look at one side of the story. Is it difficult to want to be unbiased, to be independent, to give all sides of the story? Do your listeners ever push back and criticize you or complain about giving the other side of the story?
The answer is yes, it's very difficult, but this is the challenge we take. And actually, we have a strong support from our readers, our followers. In fact, sometimes when we report, sometimes we did mistakes. We apologize and we do the corrections and we try hard to, if an issues, we will definitely try very hard to report on both sides. Not only political issues, even if a viral, is something viral, we will get the person and or sometimes on local issues, we will get the PBTs to answers. We don't just let it be, just report a side.
What about the question of the general election? Do you see a spike in interest in political stories, or is politics one of the things that Sina Harian does best and does, you know, all year long?
Actually, we known as a political media or news, but we are also winning on the local issues. People knows us as a local local newspapers. But we are trying to be fair in our reporting.
Are you seeing more traction when it comes to political stories, or are they moving?
Yes, because
of the whole GE, mood. So everyone's still turning to that and they want to know about that.
Yes. Yeah. In fact, the readers, they can get the answers from us.
What I understand, correct me if I'm wrong, is that you have state-based editions of your paper, right? So there'll be a Kelantan edition, there'll be a Selangor edition.
We have 8 editions. We have Utara, Northern, we call it Edisi Utara, which is combined Perlis, Kedah and Pulau Pinang. And we have Kelantan, Terengganu, Pahang. MNS is Melaka and Negeri Sembilan edition and Johor. All and Selangor KL.
So it's all different kind of editions.
Yeah.
But the digital, is it here? The office is here or also different states?
The same as the print, but we... More news. More news.
Do you have a presence in Sabah and Sarawak?
At the moment, no. For this, but for this election, we have a collaboration with Astro Awani. For this election, we have a collaboration with Astro Awani to share news, share manpower to report so that our news will be broadened, especially we don't have on Sabah Sarawak, they have. So we will exchange information and we'll share the same platform and everything.
You're listening to Ruzi Adila Idris, executive editor of Digital for Sina Harian. We'll be back with a deeper look at their new initiative. Stay tuned, BFM 89.9. Good morning and welcome back to Pressing Matters, the show that gets us behind the headlines. I'm Sharad Kutin, with me, Joyce Goh, and our guest this morning, Ruzi Adila Idris, executive editor for Digital at Sina Harian. We were talking a bit about the paper that spread. Can you tell us a little more about your readers? Do you have a cross-section of them? Are they young and old? They're all mixed, or do they tend to be younger or older folk?
Well, our core readers divided into two, for print and digital. So for digital readers, they divided more. They are readers that get the news from our Facebook. Mm. It's different people. And the readers that get that follow us on Instagram are different people. And the readers that follow us from Twitter are different people. And from Telegram are different people too.
Oh, you're on Telegram as well.
Yeah, all
platforms.
You name it.
So what does it mean for your stories? I mean, do you have to have separate editorial teams and directions for each of them?
Yes, we have. For media social, we call them FORT, fun ways of delivering news. We call them FORT, but they have to convert the news with the online news into a different platform. For Facebook followers, they read the news different way. From Instagram, it's different way. We have to craft it into a motion, video motion. So that is what we are doing now. And we can see the increase, the followers. I think sometimes we are effortless to promote our media social. It comes naturally.
That's good. That means you're doing something right. So are you seeing more younger readers? They're going more online. They're not reading the print as much. Or even older readers, are they going online as well? Is the move to online very apparent recently?
Yes. From Google Analytics, we find that our readers, our highest readers is the age of 18 to 24. Mm. But maybe the time spent is the people from, I think, the 30s to 40s. They spend more to read us. Meaning, this is something to be explored more. That's why we need to explore more media social. We must know where they get the news. Maybe from other media social, we have to try it more.
So what about the campaigns? You know, we had a couple of months ago attempts to persuade Malaysians that, that you know, if they were disgruntled with politics in the country and the choices before them, they should spoil their vote. So there was that whole Undi Rosak movement. Mm-hmm. Did that Undi Rosak movement have any effect on, in terms of your readers, do you see your readers excited by Undi Rosak as a campaign, or did it not have any effect?
No, it doesn't affect. Because I think our voters, our people are more exposed on this. And they know what is happening. Maybe it's a campaign done by a people or a group of, I don't know. But I think kita punya pembaca lebih bijak sekarang. They know which is right, which is wrong.
Mm. How about itu pulang mengundi? Pulang mengundi. That's
Jom
another.
Pulang
mengundi. Yeah, has that gained traction?
Yes, definitely. Mm. Is we can see that on trending when we search for that terms, we can see how the people are so into it.
Okay, so you say that, you know, your paper has a reputation for doing political news, and that's one of your focus. Mm-hmm. The question is, how do you make it relevant for your readers? Especially, people say it's much more challenging for young people. They're so distracted. They have so many other interests. You know, politics often seen as boring. How do you make it? Give us some of your trade secrets, because that's what we want to know. We want to learn how to make politics fun, and you know, how do you, your FWOD, I love that, fun Fort. Ways of delivering the news.
Actually, it's not easy. It's not easy. But we are known as our trademark, our tagline is Telus and Tulus. As long as we report the news correct without manipulating anything, we believe our readers is there. They will always be with us. And so far, our readers, sometimes they feedback us. Mm. They inbox us and tell us how they feel. And then sometimes they give us some feedbacks and they give us some idea what to do. In fact, there's time we have technical issues. There's one guy, he tell us, hey, how about you test this and test that? This, the... We were so surprised and it was so sweet. Thank you.
Right, so your readers are giving you technical advice as well.
A lot. Not only technical, everything. Sometimes they say, Sina, you don't do that. We hurt. We feel so hurt. Don't do that. So we respect that. So we improve on that. We listen to them and we improve our content. Actually, we need each other.
So it sounds like it's more of a feedback. You're open to feedback.
Yes.
You don't feel like for the younger generation, there's no... do you feel there's political fatigue? Are they still very interested in politics? Or are they like Sharp mentioned, you know, like they're not interested?
They're tired, distracted. Because, you know, we have this phenomena, and I think both the, caretaker Prime Minister, Najib Razak, mentioned that some 3 million people not registered to vote. This level of... lack of interest in politics, how do you reach people like that? Can you reach people like that?
That's why we are going to where they are, which platform they are. So we will go there with different approach and we were telling them about why are the elections and it's important to them.
Can you give us an example of how you might do that across platforms?
Okay, recently, if you observe, we have a Facebook Live every day. Every day at 11 in the morning and 2 p.m. So the duration is about half an hour. We call all sort of people, including not only politicians, everyone that viral, everyone that business, everything. So they use that platform. From that platform, we can see who are our readers. We can see young people are there and they give such a comment. So we believe the young people are into the election.
So you guys are also actively promoting political awareness through Dana Sinar and Wacana Sinar. So what is your purpose and aim for this?
Okay, the main purpose and aims are to create future leaders for a better Malaysia. So the Dana is, we have 10, we provide 10 place for them, must be below than 30 years old. And must be certified by their own parties. They can be any parties, not only from Barisan, whether they are MCA or UMNO or MIC, as long as they are below 30. And not even Pakatan also can. And then the 10 candidates will be selected fairly and receive a partial support. The support is including contest deposit and media coverage.
Right, and this has started already?
Yes, it started already, but we only select a person from a party.
And they have to be young. That's basically below 30.
Below 30, even though you are 30 years and a day or an hour, you are not qualified.
Oh, I see. That's stricter. Okay, what about this question of leadership is very interesting. What does Sina see happening in Malaysia? Do they see a lack of leadership or the type of leadership that you as an organization are unhappy with, or you don't see it as being good for the country?
If you want to measure it from a media social, for me, because I've involved in digital news, it's hard to measure. Because sometimes what the response are, unpredictable. Because we don't know, really, are they saying the truth? Sometimes who are they behind their accounts? Are they a real people? I think terjemahan yang sebenar adalah pada hari pilihan raya. Itulah sebenarnya yang rakyat pilih sebenarnya. Itulah yang rakyat pilih.
Right, so we'll know exactly what people feel on polling day.
Yeah, because media social is something, you know, I don't know, maybe, macam berhantu sikit.
Who are they? You can hide behind the social media.
Sometimes you can do all the promotion, you can do all such a thing on media social, but really, do you think, are they a real people?
That's a great question to end our discussion. We've run out of time. You know, lovely having you on the show this morning. Rosie Adila Idris, Executive Editor of Digital at Sina Harian. You can check out their Dana Sina as well as their Wachana Sina. Brilliant stuff that they're doing that often feeds into their front pages. I'm Sharad Kutin with me, Joyce Goh. We're coming up to the top of the hour. We'll have the bulletin, then we'll be back with Enterprise. So stay tuned. BFM 89.9, the business station.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, the business station.